So first I would like to thank you all for coming and participating this evening in our chanting.
首先呢，我想欢迎大家能够来到这里参与我们的这种吟唱。
I have an experience of sitting and chanting with people all over the world.
我呢就是有这样的一个经验，就是在全世界啊，跟人们坐在一起吟诵吟唱。
It was one of the opportunities that were given to me because I was chanting Hare Krishna.
那由于呢，就是我吟诵吟唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra， 所以呢，就是上天赐予了我的这样一个机会。
And I soon discovered that by beginning, is there echo? We don't need echo.
Yeah.
We don't need echo. Can we?
谁能够把那个 echo 给关掉？这儿好像没有。They go out. The Pranish one.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you can use this one.
And you'll have the echo.
I don't use microphone.
Oh, you don't use
the microphone.
Hare Krishna. Both have echoes.
So better.
Same system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this one said no echo.
No echo.
Hare Krishna. Yes, no echo.
Okay. Echoless microphone. Is it turned on?
Yes, ma'am.
Hare Krishna. Yes, on? Okay.
Yeah.
So, this Hare Krishna mantra is a very ancient process.
这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想方式是非常非常古老的这种练习的方式。
And it has many benefits.
能够给我们带来很多的好处。
One of the first benefits that I was able to experience from chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
我呢能够从这种吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 啊，能够得到的那个好处之一是
，is that It was a gradual change of my perception of the world.
就是它让我逐渐逐渐地改变了对世界的感知。
The word man means the mind.
那个 mantra 的那个 man 的意思是心。
The word tra comes from triate, which means to control.
那个 tra 的意思呢是控制的意思。
And mantra is a sound vibration which is aimed for controlling the mind.
那个 mantra 的是给我们的一种方式，让我们透过那个声音震荡来控制我们的内心。
In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that if one controls your mind, it's the best friend.
那么在古老的瑜伽典籍《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，一个人如果能够控制他的内心，他的心就是他最好的朋友。
And one who fails to control the mind becomes the worst enemy.
人如果控制不了自己的心，心就是我们最大的敌人。
So imagine living with an enemy in the same body as you.
所以你想象一下，我们是跟一个敌人住在同一个身体里是什么感觉？
We have a difficult time enough living with enemies who are just across the border.
那么我们有的时候呢，就是跟比方说边界的另外一方是如果敌对关系的话，我们已经觉得生活很困难。
Or in modern times, the enemy could be anywhere in the world, and they very quickly get access to you.
那么在这种现代的社会里头，随时随地的人什么的就可以变成敌人了，很容易。
But Bhagavad Gita states that actually, one can have an enemy in the same body.
但是呢，瑜伽典籍《薄伽梵歌》就说了，一个人实际上可以在身体里面就有一个敌人住在那。
And the access is very quick.
那这样的一种，它起那个作用是非常快的。
if one fails to control the mind.
一个人如果控制不了自己的内心的话，那么就很快他就是敌人。
So we can make the mind a friend.
所以呢，实际上我们是可以把我们的这个心变成我们的朋友的。
Generally, a friend is seen as somebody who is looking after our interests.
嗯，就是我们知道朋友是那些真正关心我们的利益的人。
A friend is somebody who's ready to help you in times of need.
那么朋友是那些在我们需要的时候可以伸出手来帮助我们的人。
A friend is somebody you can rely on.
朋友是那些你可以依赖的人。
This is a friend that also lives in the same body.
那当然了，这样的朋友也是住在我们的身体里。
So the mind can be either enemy or friend.
所以我们的内心既可以是我们的朋友，也可以是我们的敌人。
And it depends what we do with our minds.
这主要是取决于我们到底怎么对待它。
There's even an expression, I don't know if it's a similar expression in Chinese, but there's an expression in English, very common expression, that the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
在中文不知道怎么说，但是在英文里有一种就是俗语，是什么来着？
Is there such an expression in Chinese?
有在中文里怎么说
？Idle mind is a devil's workshop.
如果你的内心没有什么不从事任何一个活动，
就是空虚的内心是魔鬼居住的地方。我觉得找到这个翻译很好，很开心。
Because if the mind is left on its own.It's going to go here, there, everywhere, looking for some object to strike.
因为我们的内心是的特点是什么？如果你让它闲着的话，你不去控制它，它就会一会儿飘到这儿，一会儿飘到那儿，乱想。
And modern advertising very much takes advantage of this.
那么现代的，我们看到社会的广告里头，他们就是利用充分利用这一点做宣传。
Right, just like if you're sitting in traffic for 6 hours.
就像比方说，你就是正好开车遇到堵车了，你就在那个马路上再待了6小时。
And all you do is move along just a little bit every few minutes. You move one car to the next.
那唯一我们在那个堵车的车流里能做的是什么呀？一会儿往前一点，一会儿往前一点，是不是这样
？Modern advertising takes advantage of the fact that you're sitting idly in the car.
所以呢，现代的广告就宣传说，在这种情况下，你就是内心就是很无聊的这个样子，在那个车里坐着。
And you're thinking about going someplace.
那么你呢，想着是要到一个什么地方去？
But the billboards everywhere are always trying to take advantage of the fact that your mind is idle because you're not moving anywhere.
但是呢，就是所有的地方的宣传就都说你的心实际上是什么都不做，就在那个地方。
And they're made very attractive to attract the senses.
那这样的话呢，就是这种广告对我们的感官来说是很有吸引力的。
And to make you think that.You need what's on this billboard.
所以呢，他就那个广告牌子就告诉你说，你需要这个广告牌子上给你看的那个东西。
Some of the modern electronic companies make you think that you can't live with all the different types of gadgets they're selling.
那些个电。我们这边就翻译成是不是电器公司啊？就生产各种各样电器的公司，他做广告就要让你相信，你如果没有他们生产的那些电器，你是活不下去的。
And soon as you have one, then they make you think, well, you can't live without the upgrade.
那么，如果你买了其中的一个电器呢，他就继续做广告，让你相信说，如果你不买他们那个，后来又。改善了一些些的那个更高型号的那个电器的话，你又是活不下去了。
And the upgrade is so much better that you won't be able to live with your old phone anymore.
然后他们就做宣传，就是说他们这个新的型号所做的那种功能性的改善，如果你要是不用的话，你简直就活不下去了。
So the idle mind, if it's not controlled, it can be. Pulled in so many directions.
所以我们的 这样的一种内心状态的话，如果我们不去控制的话，就会被拉向不同的方向。
And one who's pulled in so many directions is very difficult for them to fix the mind on a purpose and a goal.
那么一个人如果他的生活当中有那么多的外在的东西把他的心往这儿拉往那儿拉的话，那这个人就很难把自己的心集中在生命的一个重要目标上了。
But human life is supposed to have a goal.
但是呢，我们人类的生命应该是要有一个明确的目标的。
And the goal of human life is self-realization.
而人类的生命的目标实际上是为了做什么？就是为了觉悟自我，认识自我。
Self-realization means to know who I am.
那么认识自我、觉悟自我的意思就是说要知道我是谁。
But for one who fails to control the mind, it's very difficult to realize the self.
但是一个人如果他没有能力控制自己的内心的话，他是很难真正的认识自我的。
In fact, now that I use the example of gadgets, I want to use another analogy.
那我现在不要用刚才那个比喻了，我要再用一个比喻。
I oftentimes use this analogy.
我经常用一会儿要说的这个比喻。
And analogies are very good.
这个比喻是很好的。
Because sometimes when we're talking about philosophy, it's hard to grasp.
因为有的时候当我们只是谈哲学的时候，那个脑子是很难就这么集中下来往下去的。
Because it's theoretical.
因为这个太理论化了。
But analogies help us to see things more closer to home.
但是呢，那个如果打个比喻的话，就能够让我们更好的明白那个哲学所谈的那一点。
In fact, my spiritual master even uses an analogy to emphasize the importance of analogies.
事实上，我的灵性导师经常是用一个比喻，让人们去明白他刚才所做的另外一个比喻，那个重要的比喻。
He says, "If you want to see the moon moving in the sky at night."
那么他就说了，如果你看就是在夜晚的天空当中那个云和那个月亮月亮在那边移动，云在移动。
If you look up at the sky and stare at the moon, it's very difficult to see how it's moving.
那么如果你夜晚仰望星空，你去看那个月亮的话，你是很难看到月亮在动。
You might have to stare for a long time, several hours before you even see it.Just move a little bit from here to there, and you can't even see it's moving. The only thing is, you notice it's in a different place after a few hours.
那你需要盯着那个月亮看很久很久，然后才会发现可能它的位置移动了那么一点点。
Because the moon is very far away.
因为月亮离我们非常非常遥远。
But if you look at the moon through the branches of a tree.
但是如果你透过这个树杈、树枝去看月亮的话
，Because the branches are close to you，
因为那个树枝它离我们近呢。
Very quickly, you'll see how the moon moves from one branch to the next。
然后你就看到那个月亮很快的从这个树枝就移到了那个树枝。
Because you have something closer to you，
因为你有一个离你更近的一个参照物。
Which helps you to see something that's very far away.
它就帮助我们看那个更离我们太遥远的。
So he uses that as analogy to help us understand why analogies are important.
所以他就用刚才的这个比喻来解释说，为什么在讲哲学的过程当中打比喻是很重要的。
Philosophical topics sometimes they're very theoretical.
这种哲学性的话题有的时候是理论性特别强。
But we can always use analogies that are within our realm of experience.
但是我们总是可以用跟我们生活有，就是我们生活当中的一些个例子去做比喻。
To help us conceive that which is ordinarily difficult to understand.
那帮助我们去了解一般的情况下我们很难了解的内容。
So I said I was going to use an analogy.
所以我刚才说我要打一个比方了。
Because I was talking about how advertising agencies take advantage of the fact that when we're idle, and the mind is not controlled, they can take advantage of us.
嗯，那刚才我就说了，就是当我们的内心是很空虚的一个状态，完了我们的心飘来飘去，这个时候那些个广告商他就会利用这种状态，然后做他们的广告。
And they can make us think that we can't live without their product.
他们总是让我们相信，我们如果没有用他们的产品的话，我们是活不下去的，活不好的。
So, as we said that.Human life has a goal.
所以呢，就像我刚才说的似的，我们的人生是有明确的目标的。
And the goal of human life is to realize who am I.
而人生的那个目标就是要认识、觉悟我究竟是谁。
And the term that is oftentimes used in that connection is self-realization.
那当然了，那个词经常会用的就是认识自我。
My spiritual master published a book called The Science of Self-Realization.
我的灵性导师就出了一本书叫做《觉悟自我的科学》。
So, without knowing the self, who I am, it's very difficult to know how to become happy, satisfied.
嗯，那一个人如果不知道自己是谁的话，他是很难真正的变得快乐起来。
So,we gave the also the example of a gadget, a phone.
啊，那么我们还是在用这个电话做比喻。
And the human form of life is described to be a very, very suitable piece of equipment for self-realization. This human form of life is described suitable.
就是经典里就描述说，实际上人体生命是特别适合我们去认识自我的。
Human life is actually meant for more than just enjoying.
实际上，人体的生命不是只是用来享乐的。
It's meant to actually engage in yoga and to link with the supreme.
实际上，人体生命是用来让我们做瑜伽、yoga 连接。连接跟谁连接呢？跟至尊人连接。
Just like chanting Hare Krishna mantra is actually called Kirtan Yoga.
那么，就像我们现在在这儿吟唱 Hare Krishna 这个 mantra， 实际上被称为叫做 Kirtan Yoga。
Yoga means to connect.
Yoga 的意思是连接，就是我们现在翻的瑜伽。
We connect ourselves with the Supreme through Kirtan.
我们透过这种 Kirtan 的形式。让我们自己跟至尊者能够连接起来。
And human life is actually meant to connect with the Supreme.
而人生的生命实际上就是为了让个体的生命跟至尊者连接起来。
One method of yoga is Kirtan Yoga.
所以呢，在瑜伽里头，其中有一个很重要的方法就是 Kirtan Yoga.
So human life is actually meant for more than just to how to become happy.
那人类的生命不是只是让我们在这一世当中怎么样老是寻乐子的。
In this world.
啊，在这个世界上寻乐子不是的。
Kirtan Yoga is meant to connect us to understand our spiritual nature.
实际上，人体的生命是给我们是为了让我们了解我们的灵性的生命是什么。
And a human being is the best facility to engage in yoga.
而人体生命这样的一种形式是让人去练瑜伽或者做连接 yoga 的最好的那个。
Because by engaging in yoga, one can achieve liberation.
因为人透过从事这种连接瑜伽 yoga 的活动，人们可以得到解脱。
Liberation is a state of consciousness where one no longer identifies.With this temporary world,
实际上什么是解脱呀？解脱就是我们的意识再也不会是这种认为我跟这个世界是我连着的
and therefore cannot be disturbed by anything in this world.
当我们开始跟这个世界拉开了距离以后。我们其实这个世界里再发生什么事情，我们就再也不受打扰了。
Just as we said, for one who conquers the mind, then his mind becomes his best friend.
这就像我们说的似的，一个人如果能够控制住他的内心，他的内心就成为他最好的朋友。
When the mind is conquered, one can, overcome many obstacles.
而一个人如果他能够控制住自己的内心的话，他在人生当中可以克服很多的障碍。
That one can be steady in any condition of life.
如果一个人能够不管生命遇到什么状况都保持稳定泰然处之的话，
Sanskrit it is called sthitadhi muni, one who is fixed in consciousness. A muni who is fixed in consciousness.
所以他刚才说了这个梵文 sthitadhi muni 的意思就是说指的是那种不论外面怎么惊涛骇浪我自岿然不动的那样的一种
example,
叫 muni.
The example is given in Bhagavad Gita.
那么在《薄伽梵歌》里呢，就举了例子。
That just like so many rivers may enter into the ocean, but the ocean is never disturbed.
就像《薄伽梵歌》里举的例子，就像百川入海一样，那么多河流入到海里，海始终保持平静。
In the same way, one who's filled with spiritual thoughts.
那同样的，如果一个人他内心充满了对于灵性的思考。
So many rivers of desires may enter in, but he's not affected by them.
那么在那种状态下，哪怕是有各种各样的欲望升起来，他是不会受到影响的。
So controlling the mind is very, very important if one wants to be peaceful.
所以一个人如果想要变得真正的平静的话，控制他自己的内心是非常重要的。
Because without control of the mind, there's no question of peace.
因为一个人如果控制不住自己的内心，他是没有平静可言的。
In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, it is stated.
事实上，薄伽梵歌里就说
，One who is not connected to the Supreme can have neither a controlled mind nor steady intelligence.
薄伽梵歌里就说了，一个人如果他不跟一切的至尊源头连接上的话，他既不可能有平静的内心，也不可能有任何真正的智慧。
Without which there could be no possibility of peace.
那么没有真正的智慧的话，他是不可能有平静的。
How can there be any happiness without peace?
那没有平静，怎么可能有快乐呢？
That is right there, second chapter, Bhagavad Gita.
而这节诗就在底下有那个《薄伽梵歌》的第二章里面就有。
If one who is not connected to the Supreme, mind can't be controlled.
一个人如果不能够跟至尊的源头连接起来的话，就我们的源头连接的话，他的内心是没有办法受到控制的。
Everybody wants peace.
每一个人实际上都特别希望能够内心平静。
I don't think anybody will argue against.The idea of having peace.
我不相信有任何人就是为了这个平静能够来跟我争论。
I don't think anybody would say no. I'd rather have chaos.
然后我不相信有任何人说我不要平静，我宁愿是要有这种苦难。
Nobody thinks like that.
没有人会有这样的一种想法。
Not only peace internally for ourselves.
所以说那平静不仅仅我们要求的是内在的平静。
But what to speak of peace between communities, between nations in this world?
所以如果我们的内心没有平静的话，更何谈我们跟邻居之间、国家跟国家之间，怎么可能有和平呢？
And in fact, it's actually even stated that the reason why there's so much conflict.
事实上呢，就说了为什么现在世界上有这么多的冲突。
Because the current age of Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel.
是因为我们现在正处在梵文叫卡利年代，卡利的意思是纷争。
Where a slight provocation can create friction between countries.
也就是说稍微的有点什么事情，国家和国家之间就不行了，就开始冲突起来了。
And the age of Kali is described that people's minds are constantly disturbed.
那么在经典里就描述说，在现在这个虚伪纷争的年代，人们的内心始终是不安的一个状态，乱的一个状态。
And when the mind is so disturbed, it's not very difficult to create provocation.
那当我们的内心是很纷乱的一个状态的话，要想要引发一些个冲突，内在的冲突甚至都是非常容易的事。
You ever experienced that when you live with somebody whose mind is very disturbed?
大家有没有过这样的体会，跟一个内心始终是很乱的一个人生活在一起啊？
You have to be very, very careful. Don't say the wrong thing.
你必须特别的小心，千万不要说错话。
I remember when I was in college, my roommate was is always like, I was very careful not to do the wrong thing.
他说：“我记得我在大学念书的时候，我的那个室什么叫室友哈、啊，哎呦，我就是跟他住在一起，我必须一直得特别的小心，千万不要做错什么事情。
One wrong movement.What did you do that for?
只要有一点点做的他觉得不对的话，马上就说你在干什么？你为什么这么做？
Right, because the mind is disturbed. It's very easy to provoke, even though you're trying not to provoke.
所以说，因为他的内心就是非常非常很乱的一个状态，因此很容易就不高兴了等等。哪怕你是试图就是能够不打扰他，他是。备受打扰的状态。
But that's one of the symptoms of the present age, is that people's minds are so disturbed.
但是呢，这个就是我们现在所处的这个叫做纷争的年代里头的人们的特点。每一个人都是内心纷乱的状态。
That people are afraid of provoking more wars.
所以说人们都害怕说引发更多的一些个战争。
In fact, some of the world leaders are trying to tame some of the other world leaders. Look.Be careful, be careful.
现在我们是不是可以看到有一些个国家的领导人一直试图安抚其他国家的领导人，哎呦，小心小心，千万不要这么做。
Walking on a razor's edge.
必须要保持一种平衡啊什么的。
Don't say the wrong thing.
别老乱说话呀。
Because it's just one wrong thing, one wrong statement.
因为你只是说错了一个什么东西。
One wrong action.
做错了某一个举动
It's going to set off a nuclear warfare.
人家可能就把那个导弹什么直接的就都发出来了，或者是原子弹就发出来了。
People are genuinely worried like that.
那一般人都特别的担心这些事情的发生。
It's the symptom of the age.
这个就是这个年代的特征。
Kali Yuga means age of quarrel.
Kali 年代的意思就是虚伪纷争的年代。
And the reason why quarrel is so easily accessible is because everyone's minds are so disturbed.
那么为什么人们现在那么容易就开始彼此之间产生纷争呢？就是因为人们的内心是那么的纷乱的一个状态。
So naturally, in such a disturbed state, people are looking for a way to create peace.
所以呢，在这样的情况下，每个人内心都是那么的乱，社会也是那么的乱，因此人们都特别希望能不能有一个和平平静的一个状态。
But it's not very easy to create peace unless people learn the principle of controlling the mind.
但是一个人如果不学习如何控制自己的内心的话，是很难能够内心是平静的。
So human life is actually meant.For self-realization.
所以呢，话说回来，人体生命是为了让人认识自我、觉悟自我的。
And by engaging in a process of self-realization, one can begin to understand how to become peaceful.
那么人通过开始按照觉悟自我的方法去做的话，那么他就开始慢慢的可以达到内心控制内心平静的状态。
And that's the purpose of human life.
而这个就是人生的目的
is to realize the self.
觉悟自我，认识自我。
This is the actual purpose that one has been given a gift of the human form of life.
这实际上是经典里描述说，之所以给人的身体这一礼物，就是为了让人做这件事情的。
Okay, now back to the analogy.
那现在呢，我们就是回到那个比喻来。
I said I was going to use an analogy.
因为我刚才说了我要用比喻嘛。
And I gave an analogy to explain how important it is to use an analogy.
那么刚才我是用一个比喻来说明比喻是多重要。
If I came here tonight,
如果我今天来到这里
，and I told you I have an iPhone 10。
我告诉你说我有一个 iPhone 10。
Does any of you have an iPhone 10 yet?
大家这儿谁有 iPhone 10吗？ No? 都没有。
You've heard about it before though, right?
但是以前听过吧。
You've heard about all the things it does.
听过。
You've heard about all the things it does?
你们有没有听过就是它能够做其他的事情
I know they're brand new. They're just coming out just now.
那你知道吗就是我知道就是它只是一个新的一个型号但是就快出来了就快出来了。
I'm not going to trick you, so don't worry.
我当然我不会骗你嘛
I'm not here to trick you.
我在这儿我不骗你们不用担心。
I'm just using an analogy to help us understand something very important.
我现在只是在用比喻让大家能够了解一些个重要的事情。
Have any of you seen the advertisements about what iPhone X do?
你们有没有看过那个广告说 iPhone X 能做什么
？I don't know that much about iPhone X. I don't use iPhones.
他说我当然不知道那个 iPhone X 能做什么，而且我根本就不用 iPhone.
I use Samsung.
我用的是那个三星。
So I don't know anything about iPhone.
所以实际上我根本不知道那个 iPhone 是。
Eric Chuckle knows I use Samsung.
苹果是不是啊
？No, he knows. You know I use Samsung. That's not what I said. I said you know that I use Samsung.
对对，那个 Maharaj 在说艾卡知道他在用的是三星，可以给他证明。
Because he saw my Samsung and he said, "Oh, what you got there?"
他用的是三星。
So I don't know anything about iPhones.
当然，说句实话，我根本就不知道那个苹果是。
But I heard they're really big these iPhone X.
但是我听说他们那个 iPhone 苹果十，哎呦，那个设计不得了。
And Tim Cook wants to make sure you know how big they are. Tim Cook, he's the CEO, chief executive officer.
Because I don't know anything about that. So, 那那个 iPhone 的那个公司的那个 CEO 就是要让你确保让你知道，哎呦，那个设计多大多棒。
He wants to make sure you know what iPhone X can do.
他就是要确保每一个人都知道。iPhone 十能做什么
？So they started their big advertisement campaigns.
因此，他们就开始做这种广告竞争。
I never see television, so I don't know. Maybe they must be on television. Are they on television yet? iPhone X? I don't know.
Well,
I haven't seen a television in 45 years.
他说我已经45年没有看电视了，所以我不知道这个电视上有没有 iPhone 的这种广告。
But I do see.The internet. That's how I know iPhone X exist.
但是确实我是看那个 internet， 这就是为什么我知道有什么一个 iPhone 十。
But the reason why they do so much advertising is that they want you to make you think that iPhone X are very important to have.
那人们他们之所以做那么多的广告，就是为了要让我们心里头就产生那种想法，就是那个。iPhone 十是太对我们的生命太重要了。
Because you can do things with iPhone X that you can't do with any other iPhones.
也就是说你用这个 iPhone 十做的事情是其他的手机根本就做不了的。
So this is just hypothetical.
这个就是一个假设。
What if I had an iPhone X tonight?
那么我现在假设一下说，那今天晚上如果我有了 iPhone 十怎么样呢
？And I said to somebody.Anybody, any of you, I'm going to give it to you.
然后我就跟你们其中的任何一个人随便了，我挑就说我会把这个给你。
It's yours.
这个就是你的了。
Now, some of you might like to get it.
那也许你们其中有些人想要真想得到这个东西。
And for any of you who received that iPhone X, then the first thing you're going to want to know.
那么任何一个人拿到这个 iPhone 十的话，第一个事情你想要知道的就是
，What can I do with it？
我拿它干什么
？What does it do that makes it better than all the other iPhones？
我到底拿它做什么才能够就是让我了解说它比其他的那些手机都好
？What does it do that makes it better than Samsung, HTC？
它到底能做什么？我能做什么用它来，然后就可以达到这个什么三星啊，什么 HTC 啊都不能达到的那个。
Because you've heard so much about iPhone X that you know that it must do some wonderful things.
因为你就是听了看了这么多的广告有关 iPhone 十，所以你脑子里就开始确立了一个概念，说一定得拿它做什么能够达到很好的一个目的。
And it's a gift.
这个是一个礼物。
So the first thing you do when you get this gift is you immediately go up to the website or you go to the manual and you think, how can I use this iPhone to the full potential?
所以呢，你一旦 假设哈，你拿到了这个礼物的话，第一件事儿你要做的就是打开它里面的那些个菜单什么的，看一看我到底能做什么。
What can I do with it？
啊，我到底能有什么功能？
Right? You've heard so much about it.
因为你已经听了那么多有关它。
Why, if you have an iPhone 10, why should you do the same things you do on an iPhone 3?
那如果你有了那个 iPhone 10, 你还有必要用那个 iPhone 3去做事情吗？
If you have an iPhone 10.
啊，你有了 iPhone 10了呀。
It means you could use it, you want to use it to its full potential.
所以你意思就是说，你想要充分的运用这个 iPhone 10。
It's natural to think that way.
这个这么想是非常自然的。
So this example is used to help us understand something very important.
那我说了半天这个例子，目的是为了让我们理解一个重要的事实。
The human life is meant for self-realization.
人体生命是为了觉悟自我、认识自我用的。
Why should a human being not use a human body to its full potential?
为什么我们不把我们得到的这个人体生命的这个人体能够充分的把它给运用了
？The animals can eat.
动物它们可以吃。
The animals can sleep.
动物睡。
The animals can mate.
动物会交配。
Animals can defend.
动物会防卫自己。
But I have a human form of life.
但是我有一个人体生命。
Why not use it to its full potential?
我为什么不充分地运用人体生命所给我的各种便利条件？
Why should I use an iPhone 10 for the same things the iPhone 3 can do?
我为什么要用 iPhone 10去做那个 iPhone 3就能做的事情？
Why should I waste this iPhone 10?
我为什么要这么浪费这个 iPhone 10的那些个功能？
And just make phone calls?
我做的是干什么？拿来就是就打个电话。
There's so much more I can do with it.
啊，其实我可以用这个 iPhone 10可以做更多的事情。
Similarly, there's so much more that one can use do with a human body.
同样的道理，用我们的得到的人体生命，我们可以做那么多的事情。
Then simply to gratify the mind and the senses.Then, much more.
而不是光是就是让我们的这个心跟着这个感官跑。
But to do more with the human body than gratify the mind and the senses.
啊，我们应该用这个我们的人体生命，然后去控制内心，啊，去引导感官。
One has to learn how to control the mind.
所以人必须要学习如何控制自己的内心。
Otherwise, the mind is always going to just drag everything we see. I want that. I want that. I need that.
嗯，那我们的否则的话，如果我们不控制我们的内心的话，我们的就是内心就会跟着感官跑，然后看到什么就是我想要这个，我想买那个，我想得到那个。
There can never be peace.
那这样的话，我们的内心永远都不可能是
平静
的状态。How can there be
peace when the mind is always thinking, I need this, I need that?
如果我们的内心一直不断地想着说，我想要这个，我需要那个，我需要得到那个的话，我们的内心怎么可能是平静的呢？
As soon as you get that, immediately you think, I need the better one now.
你一旦得到你认为你想要的东西，然后得到了，马上你就想你应该要得到一个更好的。
And everybody's telling you, you need the better one.
而每一个人都告诉你说你应该得到一个更好的。
You need the better car, you need the better flat.
你需要一个更好的汽车，你需要一个更好的公寓。
You need the better phone.
你需要一个更好的手机。
You need the better television.
你需要一个更好的电视。
You need the better computer.
你需要一个更好的电脑。
You need the better clothes.
你需要更好的衣服。
Everything you need better, 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 better.
啊，也就是说，人们告诉我们，就是说，我们你什么事情都是你需要更好的。
How can there be peace?
那如果我们总是内心是这样的一个状态的话，怎么可能是平静的呢？
There's no end.
永远都没有。
Whole life is spent just trying to get better, 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 better.
也就是说，我们的整个的人体生命都是一直不断的在想要得到更好的、更好的、更好的，一直在追逐这些东西。
And at the end of life,
而且呢，然后在生命结束的时候
，all those things you accumulated are all left behind.
所有你所积累的东西都带不走。
There must be more to life than just accumulating better material things.
所以人体生命应该有除了就是不断的积累更好的东西以外应该有更好的用处。
Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, for one who controls the mind, mind is best friend.
正因为如此，薄伽梵歌就说了，一个人如果能够控制住自己的内心，他的内心就会成为他的最好的朋友。
And if one doesn't control the mind, worst enemy.
如果一个人不能控制自己的内心，那么他的内心就成为他最大的敌人。
It just cannot be any peace.
就不可能有任何平静了。
The whole purpose of life is to look for some few moments of peace.
然后我们的整个的一生都是在寻求啊片刻的平静。
But actually, there's more to life.
但是实际上，生命有更多的丰富的内容。
So as we said, the Hare Krishna mantra is man means mind and tra means to control, triyate, to control the mind.
所以我们说为什么要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 这个 mantra, 刚才解释了 mantra, man 的意思是心 tra 的意思是控制是控制内心。
To control the mind by our own intelligence is always not, it's not so easy.
那么要透过我们自己的智慧智力去控制自己的内心不是那么容易的事情。
Little distraction can immediately lose our focus.
有任何一个小小的一个什么东西都会让我们分心。
It's very difficult to control the mind.
控制内心是非常困难。
In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says actually to control the mind and senses is more difficult than controlling the raging wind.
实际上在瑜伽典籍薄伽梵歌里。
Me? Her?
实际上在瑜伽典籍薄伽梵歌里尔朱呢一个战士就说要控制心比控制风还要难
Excuse me, I lose track of time sometimes. So, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is...meant to help us to control the mind.
所以吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是为了帮助我们能够控制住自己的内心。
Mantra, Hare Krishna mantra is a transcendental sound vibration.
Hare Krishna mantra 这个声音震荡是超然的声音震荡。
The difference between a mundane sound vibration and a transcendental sound vibration.
那么我们这种世间的世俗的声音震荡和超然的声音震荡之间的区别是
is that the mundane sound vibration simply represents an object. It's different than the object itself.
那个世间的世俗的这种声音震荡实际上它声音震荡跟所指的那个对象是不一样的。
Just like I picked up my watch.
就像我拿起我的手表。
But the name watch and the watch are different.
就是手表这个名词跟手表本身是不一样的。
Just like I picked up the glass of water.
就像我这个拿起这一杯水。
If I was thirsty, I could say, water, 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 water.
我在渴的时候，如果我只是一直在喊水，水，水。
But the name water and the substance water are different.
但是能解渴吗？因为那个水的那个名字跟水的实质是两回事。
The name water only represents the substance water, but it is not the same as the water.
那个水这个名词只代表了水的实体，但是它不是水本身。
If I want to quench my thirst, I have to drink the water.
我要想要解渴的话，我必须喝水才行。
But spiritual sound vibration is different.
但是灵性的声音震荡是不一样的。
Spiritual sound vibration is transcendental to this world.
灵性的声音震荡超越这个世间的。
Spiritual sound vibration has its origin from a place beyond this world.
实际上这些个灵性的声音震荡是从原本是从更高的维度空间来的。
It's different from matter.
跟物质是不一样。
And spiritual sound vibration is non-different.Then, as we say, Krishna, we say Krishna is none different than Krishna.
嗯，这个灵性的声音震荡发出来的所谓的那个名词哈，比方我们说 Krishna， 它是跟 Krishna 这个实体是没有区别的。
All the potencies of Krishna are contained in Krishna.
所有的 Krishna 的能量全部都包含在 Krishna 这个声音震荡。
And one of the effects of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
嗯，那么吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的一个实质是
，is that the Hare Krishna mantra is completely pure.
是 Hare Krishna mantra 这个声音震荡是百分之百纯净的。
It's not physical. It's spiritual, transcendental.
它跟这个物质是不一样的，它是灵性的，是超越物质的，超然的。
It's not contaminated by material qualities.
这个声音震荡是没有被物质所污染过的。
And when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra,
当我们在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候
，What happens is the consciousness becomes purified.
会发生什么呢？就是我们的意识就会被净化了。
From material identification,
把我们的这种对于物质的认同，把它这种概念就净化掉。
Uncontrolled mind identifies with everything in this world.
这个不受控制的内心，它会跟这个世界里所看到、听到的一切的对象去进行认同。
But for one who has a controlled mind, he sees everything. Connected to the supreme,
但是一个人当他控制了自己的内心以后，他是可以看到所有的一切跟源头至尊者有什么样的联系。
As we quoted the verse before, for one who is not connected to the supreme can have neither a controlled mind nor steady intelligence.
嗯，这就像我前面曾经引述过的一节诗说的，一个人如果不跟至尊源头连接的话，他既不可能有控制住的内心，也不可能有内心的平静。
Without which there can be no peace.
啊，那没有对内心的控制是没有平静可言的。
How can there be any happiness without peace?
那一个人如果没有平静的话，他怎么可能有快乐呢？
Kirtan Yoga is meant to connect the mind with the Supreme.
而这种 Kirtan 瑜伽就是为了让我们可以把自我跟至尊源头能够连接起来。
And because Krishna is manifesting in his name.
而由于 Krishna 他是透过这样的一个名字就展示出来了。
Becomes easier to control the mind.
我们就只要发出这个声音震荡，我们可以变得特别容易控制自己的内心。
Because we have help.
因为我们有帮助了。
If we try to do it ourselves, it's very difficult.
如果我们想要自己靠自己的努力来控制住内心是非常困难的。
But when one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
那如果一个人开始发出 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare 的声音震荡的话，
because it is a transcendental sound vibration.
那由于这个是超然的声音震荡，
it acts within the consciousness.
嗯，它就会在我们的意识层面开始起作用了。
My spiritual master gives another analogy.
那我的灵性导师给了我另外一个分析，一个比喻。
He gives the analogy of fire.
啊，他就比喻了火。
Fire burns.
火是不是燃烧啊
？Everybody knows. You touch fire.
你只要一碰到火
，it burns.
你就会受伤，烧伤。
Fire doesn't discriminate.
那个火它可是不区分的。
If a child touches fire, the fire doesn't think, "Oh, it's a child. I won't burn."
啊，如果一个小孩子把自己手伸到火里去，那个火不会想说：“哎呦，这只是一个小孩子，我可不要烧了他。”
Well, fire doesn't discriminate.
这个火它不做这种区分。
Whether it's an adult or a child touches the fire, it burns.
不管你是成年人还是儿童，最后火只要你碰到它就会被烧灼。
Similarly, Hare Krishna mantra is completely pure.
同样的道理 ，Hare Krishna mantra 是百分之百的纯净的。
And even if one doesn't fully understand the meaning of the mantra,
哪怕一个人不完全了解这个 mantra 到底有什么意义，
if one chants this mantra, it will act.
只要他发出这个声音震荡，就起作用。
We may not fully understand what's happening.
我们也许还不完全明白到底在发生什么事情。
I can tell you 45 years ago when I started chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I didn't have a clue what was going to happen.
他说我可以告诉大家，在45年前的时候，当我刚开始唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，我根本都不知道我在干什么。
I was completely clueless.
啊，我完全不知道这是到底要干嘛。
All I knew is that I wanted to try it.
啊，我唯一知道的就是我想要尝试一下。
Because I was really interested in trying all kinds of things.
因为当时我真的是特别的有兴趣试各种各样不同的方法。
I was really, really, for some reason, I was really intrigued by all kinds of different kinds of Eastern philosophies.
啊，因为那个时候我对于这个西方的各种各样的哲学真的是很受到吸引。
And when I left college, I just started reading all kinds of philosophy books.
啊，我就离开这个大学的时候，我读各种各样的西方的哲学的书。
All the popular philosophy books of the 60s and 70s.
啊，所有的那个六十年代、七十年代的著名的这个哲学书我都读过。
I was exposed to Buddhism, Zen Buddhism.
啊，我当时试了这个佛教，这个禅。
Yes, I'm going to add a few minutes.
You want to chant more?
Yes. But I said, why not chant Hare Krishna?
啊，那当然，我试了那么多以后，后来我就是有了这个，我就想说，为什么我不试试呢
I had no idea how it was going to act.
那我都不知道，就是这个 mantra 会对我起什么作用。
But one thing I can say.
但是有一件事情我可以说。
Is that 45 years ago I started chanting Hare Krishna?
45年前我开始。发出这个声音震荡 ，Hare Krishna， 吟诵吟唱。
And 45 years later, I'm still chanting Hare Krishna.
而45年之后，我还在吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna.
I don't know, maybe you can say I'm brainwashed.
啊，也许你可能可以说我是被洗脑了。
How could I give 45 years to chanting Hare Krishna?
否则的话，我怎么可能45年一直不断的吟诵吟唱这个 mantra?
But I can tell you, after 45 years of chanting Hare Krishna,
但是我可以告诉大家，45年的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 以后
，My consciousness has changed.
我的意识面向变了。
If you would have seen me 45 years ago, you definitely would agree with me.
啊，如果你们看看我45年前是什么样子的话，你们现在就会同意我说的话。
I don't want to tell you what I was doing.
我可不想告诉你们45年前我都做些什么事情。
That's what chanting Hare Krishna does.
这个就是吟诵一场 Hare Krishna mantra 所起的作用。
Changes the consciousness.
改变我们的意识状态。
And it gives us an opportunity to realize.How to become peaceful?
然后给我们提供那个机会，让我们能够认识到怎么能够变得平静。
That's why we chant Hare Krishna.
这就是我们要在一起唱 Hare Krishna.
That's why we encourage other people to chant.
所以我们呢，唱，我们也鼓励大家吟诵吟唱。
But you don't have to wait 45 years to get the results.
但是你不需要等到45年以后才得到那个结果。
Actually, you can even do it in 45 minutes.
其实你45分钟以后你就有。
I started with 5 minutes.
啊，我是从五分钟开始的。
That's all, 5 minutes.
啊，五分钟。
But it turned into something a little bit longer.
然后当时我就想说，反正我就试五分钟就好了。结果没想到就是越来越长。
So Janava wants me to chant Hare Krishna.
他说 Janava 让我唱 Hare Krishna.
Because that's what we're supposed to do.
所以现在我们就做这个事情。
And she pointed to her watch.
我刚才给他看表。
Because she knows I don't have a controlled mind.
因为他知道我的心不受控制。大家就是今天老师来挺不容易的，对不对？原来说是。